Hello and welcome to another episode of the Engineering Our Future podcast. I am Nikolai Oliden and here with Luis Duque. We're excited to be joining you again and discussing all about goals. Now, I know we've talked about goals before. I know we've talked about how to set goals, but this episode we're going to be focusing, since we just hit that third quarter of the year, that halfway mark of the year, we're going to discuss how to review your goals and make either edits, continuations, or getting rid of them completely, depending on, you know, what you need to do. So, Luis, how's it going today?
Doing good. Yeah, I'm excited about this episode. It's something that I struggle with a lot. I think every year we kind of set your annual goals at the beginning of the year, maybe revisit them mid-year, which is kind of what we're recording this. But then a month goes by and 2 months go by and then we just kind of forget about them. So I'm excited about just talking about these and finding ways that we can help others see how we think about goals, how we plan for a semester, a year ahead, and how we can stick to those goals.
Yeah. I mean, again, I know, again, when we talked about goals before, you know, they're different than resolutions. You know, most of the New Year's resolutions die by the time you get to the third or fourth week in January, just like you mentioned. Real goals should be exciting. They should be inspiring. They should be, you know, something that is so, it makes you so happy that you just want to get out of bed and go do it, or you want to stay up late and go do it, whatever that goal is. And, you know, it should be something that it pumps you up a little bit. And I know that it's easy to kind of go through and talk about theories and talk about just kind of those step-by-step processes. But I thought it would be fun to kind of take a look back at some of the goals that we had set personally and go through maybe one successful one you've had so far and maybe one not so successful one, and just kind of walk through the process with actual goals of our own. And so I guess I can kind of start that one off. I'm going to go ahead and start with a positive one right now. So looking here at my list, one of my goals I chose in the family category or the relationship category for me, and it was kind of a habit goal. It's something that I've been trying to develop over the last few years. COVID kind of took it out a little bit, but now that, you know, we're all pretty much back to normal, my goal is to take each one of my kids on a date every quarter. So I have 3 kids, you know, every month I'm taking one of them out, and then I redo the process. And this year has been going really well. I have made it a pretty big priority in my life. You know, I have it written down on my goal list, and, you know, it's just right near the top because it's one of those important ones. I set calendar appointments on my work calendar just to say, hey, you know, it's time to schedule Jackson's date night, or it's time to schedule Eleanor's date night. And so I'm just trying to make that a priority. So far, it has been going very well. Looking ahead, I'm just going to make sure I continue to prioritize it. I don't think I need to make any revisions to it because I'm on track. It doesn't need to be any bigger than it is already. It's just, it's going well. I'm going to celebrate those, you know, 6 dates that I've had already, or 2 with each kid so far. And then hopefully start planning out some of those next dates. I think maybe one thing I could do to continue to make this better is, instead of waiting until that month for setting the to-do, you know, agendas for those dates, whether it's a movie or mini golf or just going to Dairy Queen and getting ice cream, whatever it might be, maybe I can kind of create a list now, and then I can pull from that list whenever that calendar reminder comes up every month. So maybe that's one thing I would do just to kind of help continue make this successful. What about you?
Yeah, and I was just going to add to that. I think that's a great goal to have overall, just spending time with family. I think family, it's a priority for both of us as well. The way I think about it is, sometimes I like to do the planning and then not have to make decisions later on because I'm horrible at just making decisions on the spot. So having like a, like you said, like we're starting to do some like family hikes on Saturdays. So we know every Saturday at that time, that's where we're going. And then during our planning review on Sunday, my wife and I just decide, okay, this next Saturday, we're going to go this place. So I think it helps in that sense, just have everything planned. So I think that's a great goal and a great way to approach it as well. Just have it set in stone. Hey, here's the time. We're not deciding every month. And I think that's a great way. For me, I think one of the things that I've been prioritizing a lot more is just finish your work right at 5, and then from 5 to 7:30 until the kids go to bed, that's family time. And that's, we go on walks, we go outside, when it's winter, we just hang out inside and do something else. But that time, even if I'm slammed with work, I just finish at 5, and just between 5 and bedtime, that's when family time is. And I think that I've been sticking to it pretty well, and I think it's just healthy to have kind of that boundary. And this, I think we talked about this back in April when I was like really, really busy. I was still finished at 5, but then I would just come back to work at 7:30 when everyone's asleep, and I just have some time just to get some more time after everyone's asleep. So that's one big one for us. I think traveling, just planning trips with the family, just taking them, even if it's a short trip during the weekend up to the mountains and do some hiking, or down to... but just around here in general, I think we've done quite a bit of trips this spring, and we'll probably do some more later in the year. So travel is a big one for us as well. And again, having those set in stone when we did our annual planning last year, I think was important. And one of the things that we do for goals is we have like a date or a specific time where we know, hey, we're going to talk about goals here. It's not like we just decided on the fly, hey, let's talk about this and how we're going to plan the year. We have a date to plan for the goal. So having everything a little more out of kind of schedule in built in into your schedule, I think it's a great way as well to approach it. How do you think about that? Sure. Like before you start planning your goals, do you just have a date that you set to just start planning? Do you, how do you approach that?
So do I have a date to plan my goals, is what you're asking? Right. Yeah, of course. I think, you have to sit down and make that intentional time. You know, when I'm going through my goals, at least at the beginning of the year, I start thinking about this back, you know, maybe in November, right around Thanksgiving. And I start to kind of think, okay, what are some of those big things that I've been, you know, wanting to do or putting off, or what are those things I keep just saying, it's time to do this, and I just never made it a priority. And so then, you know, I think about it, I stew on it for weeks. And then finally I say, all right, before the beginning of the year, I'm going to set a time. I'm going to get all of these written down, see if they really do make me excited or not. And then I go from there. And so it's all laid out before that year begins. Again, you know, we're first week in July here. So technically I should have been doing my review process about 2 weeks ago. And I know you and I discussed this, this potential episode topic. So I thought, you know, I'll just kind of wait till we do this one. But I feel behind already now. I'm a few days behind on this, you know, second half of the year, but I'll probably sit down about an hour later today and just do another deep dive into this and just make sure that, you know, after this recording, it really does. I'm telling you, people put goals on paper because they think it sounds good, or they think that their parents want them to do it, or they think that their boss wants them to do it. And those are not going to be goals that you are going to be excited to do. You know, I'm sure I could have thought of a bunch of goals that my boss wanted me to do, but I had a couple that I wanted, and it did align with what, you know, her kind of ideas were. So that was good, but I had to create them. And looking at the goals that I had set for work, for the year, I've actually almost completed all of those goals for the year just in the first 6 months of the year. So that's pretty exciting to me to know, like, okay, I had a target and I have already, you know, jumped towards it and pushed towards it. I don't want to get too far off topic, but I had a conversation with one of my employees this week about goals and why setting goals was so important. And, you know, we all end up somewhere. We want to get there as, you know, on purpose as possible. And goals just kind of help guide us and make us, help us to be intentional on that path. And so if you want to be a project manager in your job, well, you're not, it's going to take you a lot longer to fall into project management on accident versus getting focused, identifying what are some of those qualities that project managers have, and then get some of these goals in place so that you can start making steps towards developing those skills that a project manager would have. You're going to get there so much faster. It's going to be so much better. People are going to see and appreciate those skill sets that you've built. And then you can look back and say, look, this is everything I've done on purpose. And it's just going to be so much better. Anyways, I don't want to get too far off topic with that one, but yeah, that's just, goals are great. So
yeah, no, and I think along those lines, in terms of just getting ahead of yourself, in terms of, like, let's say project management, I think is a good example. We all have projects. I mean, I'm not a project manager right now, so it doesn't make sense for me to have this complicated system to manage projects, but I still kind of try to have a system to manage the projects that I have for myself, and making sure I'm not missing something, I'm not missing a deadline, I'm not missing all of these steps that get involved into completing a project, and then sharing that with your manager, with your supervisor, with people that you're working with. Hey, this is what I'm doing. This is how I like to keep track of things. This is how I like to move along this project. They're going to start seeing that, and maybe they even adopt some of those ideas that you have for their own management style. So I think that it's a great way to not only show that you're interested in moving ahead in your career, moving forward with what you're doing, but a way to just help them take some of that burden off of them and really bring some attention to you in terms of, hey, he's a great engineer that knows and is developing those managing skills, those communication skills that are important, and hopefully that will propel you to that manager position closer in the future.
Yeah. I mean, I wish my employees did that. That's very impressive. I love that. That's very good. Okay, so goals that maybe have not gone so well. You know, I would love to say that I'm 100% accurate or 100% good on all of my goals. Unfortunately, I'm human, and that's just not possible. You know, I do have failures, plenty of failures, just trying to minimize them, right? Mm-hmm. So I have two goals that are pretty bad failures so far. You know, I still have time. There's still 6 more months. I need to evaluate if these are important to me enough to keep on going or not. But one of those goals I'll just bring up was in the financial category. So last year, so I think I've shared my story before. I paid off a whole bunch of debt years ago. We've been debt free for now 7 years. It's been great. And last year we invested the most we've ever invested, and it just felt really good. And so by the end of the year, I thought, wow, you know, I would love to try to catch up. I feel a little behind, you know, in my late 30s, and I'm thinking I need to start investing more. So I've set a pretty lofty investment goal that was going to be, you know, maxing out everything and some. Then in the beginning of the year, my wife and I decided, hey, let's buy a house, which, I mean, that's a whole nother topic. This is the worst time to be buying a house, but we did. And, you know, so we started this process back in January. We were making investments, and then right around March, April timeframe, that's when we found the house. We're going through all the closing, and I just put pause on all of the investments because I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we had enough for all of those closing costs and down payments and everything. And now these last couple months and the next month or so, I'm carrying 2 mortgages. And so again, we're investing, but at a very reduced rate. It's still investing more than we had historically, except for last year, obviously, but it's not even close to the level that we need to hit this goal. So I could beat myself up about it, and I could say, man, you suck, you missed out on that goal. But if I zoom out and think of all of these components that, you know, were factors in helping miss that goal, we pivoted. I mean, we made that discussion, or had that discussion. We made that decision, and, you know, early on in the year that said, you know, investments are really good, but we finally are in a place where it's just a good time to find that house. I mean, house prices in Arizona have dropped considerably this last 12 months. And so we thought, you know what, interest rates are no good, but let's go for it. And we found a great house. I mean, the house isn't great. Property is amazing. And we love it. Our kids are, you know, in heaven over here. So anyways, I have to remember all of that. I have to refocus on all of that. And now that, you know, we're about to sell the other one and free up that income, you know, I can reevaluate how are we going to either hit the goal, or maybe I need to make a revision. The smart thing would probably be, let's make a revision. And I don't want to revise it so much that it's so easy, because you don't want to have a too easy of a goal. But I also probably won't hit that number that I was wanting to hit, because that would tie up everything. You know, we would have no money for vacations at that point. So we have to find that happy medium. So this is one of those goals that I will be revising. It's important for me enough to not eliminate it, but I do need to make some revisions to make it a little bit more doable, but also still a challenge. So anyways, what about you? Any goals when you're reviewing your list that you thought, ooh, missed the mark on that?
Yeah, I mean, there is several, and I think that's a great point as well, what you were saying in terms of like the goals are never really set in stone. We sometimes it's just an arbitrary goal that we set for ourselves to really make sure we're moving forward. So pivoting in the middle of the year, I think that's natural, and I do it all the time, even as often as just monthly or quarterly. But I think there's a few goals that I think that are lacking in terms of just things that I wanted to do kind of coming into the year. One of the things was the podcast, the newsletters, being a little more active in kind of with Engineering Future. I think that has taken kind of a third role in my list of like priorities. And I think we have talked about that before, where, I mean, family obviously is first, then work, then kind of what we do here. So I wanted to do a lot more courses and a lot more promotion to like the PE course, the FE course, doing a lot more resources for students and having a more maybe consistent schedule to like release some of the courses or ideas that I have, which has not even been close to happening. I haven't even think about some of those things right now. But it's because there are so many other things going on. I mean, we moved last year, so we're still kind of settling in. We had a lot of construction going on in the house that needed to be done, so we were kind of focused on that as well. I did some traveling, and work was really, really busy in April. So there was like a month and a half where I didn't really do anything. So those little things can add up to the point where at this point I haven't done anything. And it's been 6-7 months now since the beginning of the year. So this time is, again, a good time to like look ahead and say, hey, realistically, here's are the things that I see coming. Here are the trips that I see coming. Here is the amount of work that I see potentially coming. What can realistically accomplish in the next 6 months? So I think that is a great point, kind of in the middle of the year to assess that. And I'm really hoping to really get to that, because I really enjoy kind of the process of creating the courses. I really wanted to do some quarterly webinars or like quarterly kind of live podcast thing that I think will be good for just connecting with listeners of the show. I know there's a lot of people. Every time I go to conference, there is at least one or two people that say, hey, I listen to the podcast, it's great. And that really motivates me. And I think we have talked about that in the past. But I think just getting back to that is interesting. There's been a goal to get like promoted at work that kind of has stretched a little longer than I was hoping to do. But I think that's kind of part of the move, part of some of the other decisions that were taken. And hopefully, I can get into alignment with everyone and kind of really create that plan this second half of the year to get there. I think I have kind of failed in not creating that plan with them in the past. And I think there's been a little not as clear of a path. It's kind of we'll see when we feel like you're there, and it's kind of not very objective. And I kind of struggle with that, but I think, there's things that they tell me I could improve, so I'm working on that. And again, it's taking a little longer than I thought it was going to take, but I was hoping kind of towards the beginning of the year. So that's kind of one of those goals that I have very little control on, and I just need to keep moving forward and continue to communicating with them. And I think that's another one that I'll be revisiting this middle of the year.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that you mentioned is, you know, that you haven't done anything. And I know you have. You know, I've been following you. I've been following the newsletter. I've been doing the podcast with you. So I know celebrating those is definitely a huge deal. I mean, I enjoy your newsletters. And, you know, I saw that course that you created, the email course that you created. I loved it. I thought that was so helpful. And I hope that all of these younger engineers who may be getting ready to take the PE, you know, sign up for Luisa's course. It's great. And then it just will help with kind of the mindset sort of things and help you keep on track of how to get the PE done. So, I mean, that's half the battle right there. So I think he's got something really solid. So, I would say one last item to discuss is maybe the goal that we eliminate, you know, so we have three options when we review, and it's continue, it's, you know, revise or eliminate. And there's one goal that I have on my list. I love history. I love, you know, learning, you know, just how things are done, you know, why, how did America become a country? I've been really big on American history recently. Right now I'm actually going through a audio book on the Bill of Rights and American liberties. And when you listen to it, you think, man, this guy has to be like the most boring thing ever, but it has been really, really fun to listen to. But there's this other study that I've been having on my list. I've kind of had it on my list. It's on the fringe, for a while, because I just thought it was just, maybe I should do this. You know, I should do that. And I just never really made it to the top of my goal list. But this year I did put it as one of my top seven goals. And I just have not made any effort on it, you know, and I still think this study would be great. I still think it would interest me, but it's just so low on my priority list that it's on the elimination block for sure. You know, as often as possible. I can't say every day because it doesn't happen every day, but I wish it did. Where I look at my goals, I review them, I look at why I'm undoing them, and that way I can find ways throughout the days, throughout the weeks, to start making progress on these goals. You know, and then every month we look at them, every quarter we look at them, and here we are mid-year and we're making some big edits or big revisions as needed. And this one I think is definitely just going to be one that we cut, because I don't need to spend my time reading this over and over again and getting down on myself for not doing it or making any progress. And, you know, let's either refocus and put more energy into those other six that are on the list, or, or just get rid of that negative, you know, energy when I'm reading these goals and I think kind of poorly of myself for not doing it. So that one's on the chopping block for sure. Do you have any goals like that where you already know, like, yeah, I'm just going to cut this one out?
I don't think there is really any like that obvious. I guess the one that I haven't really kept with at all in this year, and it may be just one of those that get readjusted, is I wanted to read two books per month, which has proven to be near impossible. but I just want to like readjust, because I still want to read. I still enjoy reading and been grabbing some really cool books and reading some, like you. I've been learning a lot about American history. I'm not from the U.S. I became a citizen last year, so just learning about that, I think it's important and it's fun. I'd like to read about just history in general. I've been reading the book of the biography of Simon Bolivar, which is kind of the George Washington of like South America. So really important figure. I just bought a book about Churchill and his time during World War II, which is like super interesting. So I just want to kind of modify in terms of like beating myself up for not reading two books a month, just kind of grabbing the ones that I'm interested on and just make sure I'm just consistently reading and adjusting that goal a little bit. I really don't think there's a goal that I say, hey, I just want to completely eliminate. I think most of the goals that I set at the beginning of the year were more kind of smaller goals. I think last year I had some like bigger goals that obviously didn't quite pan out to what I wanted. So this year I just kind of set smaller goals that were more of trying to stay, I don't say consistent, but trying to create better habits in terms of, hey, I want to read two books a month, but now it's more like I'm going to read consistently. I want to be working out once a day. I want to do some of those little things that combine and compounded during the year are going to take me somewhere in the future. So I don't think there's like a big goal that we set, especially with like me and my wife, that we are like in the chopping block. But I think there's or some adjustments that happen and some things that will need to be revisited and everything. But yeah, not a goal that I think that needs to be completely deleted.
I know we're wrapping up here soon, but one thing you said that just I wanted to make sure we touch on, when we're going through the revision process, it doesn't always have to be oh, I want to invest $10,000 and now I'm only going to change it to 8,000 or maybe increase it to 12 because I'm so far on track that I can want to do more. You said your goal of 2 books a month or 2 books2 books a month. I used to have goals of like that, like 2 books a month or 1 book a week. And I found a little bit frustrating because then I would get like this giant book that was, 800 pages, and it'd take me a whole month or 2 months just to read that book, And then I would kick myself for that. I'm thinking this is equivalent to 4 books, like the average, like this one right here, Business Made Simple. Like it's 170 pages or 200 pages. That's like the average size book that I'm reading. And so I would get frustrated with myself for this. And then I thought, you know what? Maybe instead of saying 2 books a month, maybe do a time goal for it. You know, this 200-page book normally will take me so many hours to read. So if I read 5 hours a week, which is 20 hours a month, then here's the team. So that was a revision I made a couple years ago on my reading goals. I made it more of a time-based goal rather than the quantity of book-based goal. So there's lots of ways we can make revisions to goals that will just help you to continue along. Because if you start to feel beat down on them, you tend to maybe lose interest in doing it. Like we have to have some sort of success to keep going on them. So think outside the box on the revisions.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of one of the things I said to myself at the beginning of the year as well was just in terms of the podcast, I just wanted to do it, or like the newsletter, for example. I think that's the one I've been most consistent on, just once a week. And I have a time that I write, a time that I edit, and a time that it gets published. So it doesn't have to be anything crazy. I want to grow the newsletter to 100,000 subscribers or anything like that. I think there are goals that we have control over, and there are goals that are kind of input and output based. So I want to be in control of the goals that I set for myself, which are the input based goals, in terms of like I'm going to publish these every month. I'm going to make sure I set time to write. I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to make it as good as possible. But the outcome, the number of subscribers that come, the amount of revenue that comes, is going to be really hard to predict. So those goals to me are almost meaningless because you have no control on achieving them, and can be really deterrent to how you see your business or how you see your personal life in general.
Dude, that might be the biggest golden nugget of the entire episode today. So I think that's a perfect spot to end on, because how true that is. That was so great. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was, oh, I love that. Well, any final thoughts? I mean, I hope that this was helpful for our listeners, just to kind of see us kind of go through some of the couple goals that we had, whether it was successful, revised, or eliminated. Any other things on your end, Luis?
No, I just want to say let's touch base in maybe a week or two, next time we record, to see what we came out of our kind of mid-year review, mid-year goal setting, and kind of compare how kind of what we talk about here today in terms of, hey, see, these are the things kind of we were reflecting on the back of the year, but here are the things that we're going to do kind of moving forward, and how we think about those changes and why we made those changes. And I think that'll be kind of a great way to like wrap up this whole conversation. And yeah, and I think another kind of episode we should do is just on how we think about creating those goals and kind of creating those habits that we care about. And I think there's a lot of topics around this that I personally struggle a lot with. I try to read a lot, follow people that do it 100 times better than I do, but it's always interesting to kind of share those perspectives with other people.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Nikolai, for joining me today. I think it was a great episode, a great conversation. I really enjoy having you here as well. And I think I've heard from quite a bit of people too that these kind of manager and employee conversations that we have had in previous episodes are really useful because you don't hear those a lot. I think that's, I wouldn't say like a taboo topic, but it's this, there's not a lot of these conversations, which I think is great. And I'm open, I know you are too. So they turn out to be great. So Let's continue focusing on that and making sure we answer some of those questions that people have. But as always, let's continue engineering our future. If you really enjoyed this episode on the Engineering Future podcast, you're going to love the content we have over our website at luisfelipeduque.com. You can find the link in the description of this episode as well as the show notes at luisfelipeduque.com/podcast. Every episode comes packed with a lot of links, a lot of information. So you can find all the show notes and all the information related to this episode over at luisfelipeduque.com/podcast. Thank you so much for coming back to this episode. Thank you, Jack Windows, for the music. And as always, let's continue engineering our future.